I'm Rachel Otwell, and you're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. Joshua Cox is an artist who teaches at Bradley University in Peoria and has a history here in central Illinois. He joined Springfield's artist co-op, The Pharmacy, on Saturday as the guest artist for their group exhibit. Cox recently joined me to talk about his artworks, which utilize a unique medium.
I was born and raised in central Illinois, Eureka and Washington, so towns near Peoria. And I lived here throughout college and then went off to New York for grad school and Boston for grad school. Spent a couple years living in St. Louis, a couple living in Chicago and New York. I've just been making art since school, really. Professionally, probably the last 10, 15 years have I been making it, but also talking about it. So I have an art history degree, and I like to talk about the history of art and the criticism of it. So talk about kind of the purpose of artwork and how it works in society, as well as producing it.
And so you use some unique mediums, let's say. What I've seen had been, you know, made out of cardboard. Are you met with confusion ever about your artwork? And can you explain a little bit about what it might look like?
Well, I got into using cardboard because I've been interested in architecture for a long time. And I've been drawing and painting maps and blueprints for years and thought that it was time to try to finally build something. I started using cardboard because of it was simple, efficient, fairly cheap, easy to use, and the structures were only temporary anyway. So that's how I started using cardboard. People tend to find the work kind of fun and interesting, and they're kind of amazed by what I've built more than anything else, which is fine by me. Sometimes people are confused about why do I spend so much time building something so intricately out of such a temporary medium, something that will then be sort of disposed of after the fact. That seems to be the most confusion or the discussion points.
And these can be like models of houses, it seems, which can range from model size to life size. Is that correct?
Right. So my work deals with memories of my childhood and memories of my life. And all the buildings I make are reproductions of spaces I've lived in. Some of them are sort of small cardboard maquettes, say a millimeter to a foot scale. Other ones are full-scale, life-size reproductions of childhood bedrooms that I've had, made out of cardboard and wood.
Well, and so as you just mentioned, a lot of your work has to do with exploring personal memories, especially related to family. Why is that something that you've decided to focus on with your artwork?
I think that's the major issue in my life. The thing I focus on the most is my family and my idea of home. What I found is that my memories of childhood have kind of set up an expectation for what my life should be now as an adult. And when sort of expectation and reality don't quite line up, I'm really interested in that sort of fracture right there. And so I'm interested in how have my memories shaped my expectations for my present life, and how have the realities of my present life affected how I remember my childhood. I find those two things to be sort of an intricate loop back and forth.
This is WUIS. We're speaking with Josh Cox. He's an artist who will have his artwork on display as the guest artist for the Pharmacy Show in Springfield on Saturday. Josh, why is the Pharmacy a good fit for your work?
I think the Pharmacy has a great batch of artists who work there. Local artists who work locally, produce work that's sort of influenced by Springfield and by where they live. And that's the kind of work that I like. So I find as a Central Illinois artist, I'm really drawn to working with other artists who are influenced by where they live and make work for that place. I think the Pharmacy has this great collection of artists who do that.
And so it sounds like you've checked out the work of Pharmacy artists before. What are your thoughts on it as a whole, I guess?
I love it. There's a great energy, a great vitality. People are producing a lot. They're doing readings. They're doing music events. There's really great creative energy. One of the most important things to be an artist is to be engaged with other artists. And I find the Pharmacy, while I haven't been personally that active, to be great for its members in that respect. And I'd love to be a part of it.
And so as you've mentioned, you're from Central Illinois. You live here now, but you've also studied on the East Coast. How does the Springfield art scene compare to other art scenes you've been a part of?
I think Springfield is very similar to Peoria and Bloomington and Decatur, at least in my experiences, in that there are a lot of creative, interesting people and artists in those towns, but the towns themselves seem to kind of lack the infrastructure to bring those people together. And so I find these little places like the Pharmacy and Backspace in Peoria and places in Bloomington that are kind of almost not really underground, but they're smaller, more grassroots organizations that bring interesting people together. I think that's how Springfield's similar.
And can you give people a little bit of a flavor for what your artwork will look like that will be on display on Saturday?
It's a three-room structure. It begins with an 85% reproduction of my bedroom when I was 15, but that room is being sort of invaded by another room very similar to it. And so you can kind of move from one room into the next room and then into a third room that's kind of deteriorating. And in that room, you'll see video of my current life. So it's kind of my childhood life being invaded by memories of past and current situation.
And so we've talked on the show before about installation art, something that in this area, I guess people aren't necessarily very familiar with. There hasn't been a lot of that type of artwork on display before. Would you consider yourself an installation artist?
I hesitate to use that term because it's fairly new to me, but this is certainly an installation piece. And the more I make the more things I make like this, the more I want to be identified by that. I like the idea of installation artwork that kind of envelops you and surrounds you, and you become part of the piece.
And also very temporary pieces, like you talked about earlier, I guess, creating these intricate and sometimes quite large structures that at the end of the day might be taken down, obviously.
Right, and I think that's okay. I think there's something really interesting and neat about the temporary quality of the work. You know, it's kind of there, and then it's gone, and then it only exists in your memory. You know, the work is built based upon my memories, and then it quickly becomes a memory for people who saw it. I think that's interesting.
So who exactly would you urge to come to the Pharmacy Art Show on Saturday?
I would urge any creative types, any artists, any art lovers, anybody who's looking for anything interesting culturally to do in Springfield, anybody who thinks that there's, you know, Central Illinois is kind of a dead zone for interesting artists and interesting in work, I would definitely encourage you to come out.
You can see the work of Joshua Cox at the Pharmacy Group 6th exhibit on Saturday. That's from 6 to 9 at the Pharmacy Warehouse located at 1022 South Passfield Street. More info is on our website, wuis.org.